Okay, the next item, item 10, the Old Vic Endowment Trust. This is a really exciting proposal that we're looking at now, because it really is so closely aligned to the ambitions of the Youth Fund that we created back in 2011. One of the really important strands of the Youth Fund in 2011 was trying to get to a position where young people in our borough were equipped for the world of work and for the very competitive world of work that is out there, and also competitive in terms of getting into university, competitive in all sorts of ways. And we had three strands, really, to the Youth Fund. The first was our own local replacement to the Educational Maintenance Allowance. There's our Southwark Scholarships, where we've now got 38 Southwark Scholars, current university, with support from grants to pay their tuition fees from the council. And the other strand of the work, as I say, was sort of more difficult to pin down, but it was trying to get young people into a position that they had something on their CV which made them stand out from the rest, really to make the most of the opportunities in our borough so that that would equip them for the future. And so I was delighted when the Old Vic approached us about their endowment trust and about the work that that endowment trust would be taking forward, or could be taking forward, for young people in our borough, and particularly schools in our borough. And the proposal is that we take £500,000, which is currently sitting in the Youth Fund, and put that into the Old Vic's Endowment Trust. And the Old Vic will work with, therefore, with five schools in the borough, year after year after year after year, in perpetuity, to give young people from those five schools the opportunity to really understand the business and the work of the theatre, but give them something which, as I say, makes them stand out from the rest across London in terms of their experience and life experience on their CV. And it's exactly the sort of thing that the Youth Fund was seeking to do, to try and give those unique opportunities to young people. And so this is a great programme, this is a great proposal, and I again commend this to Cabinet to take forward. Anyone want to comment? It's a great scheme. And I'm pleased to welcome, I'm told there are two representatives of the Old Vic here today. Yeah. And we're the first local authority to make a commitment to this scheme, so we hope we're doing our bit to for the future of the theatre as well as for the future of our young people. Dora, did you want to say something?
I agree with it's a great scheme. I just wanted to ask, have we given thoughts to which schools? I know in the report they said there'll be selections or be looked at later, but are we thinking of secondary schools, primary schools, a mixture of both?
Yeah, that'll basically, like you say, Dora, develops as part of the Memorandum of Understanding. It'll be focused on secondary schools. As part of the MOU, we'll be particularly thinking about those that are most vulnerable, thinking about those that may have a series of challenges that we want to particularly support in terms of development.
Yeah, I think this is really welcomed, and I think it's not just the schools in the Memorandum of Understanding, it's the children within those schools that get these opportunities. The kind of the Bob Hoskins BAFTA fiasco, I suppose, is the latest in a long line of you know, the concerns that working class, for want of a better expression, children are not necessarily getting access to the arts and to culture in the way that other children are. So really, really keen that this is an opportunity to change that here in Southwark. So I suppose the detail of that will be in the Memorandum of Understanding, and we're delegating authority to the Chief Executive to sign that off. I guess I'm happy with that. I just want to check that we are happy that this won't come back to us again.
Because it's actually a rolling programme, it's not five schools and the five schools remain the same, it's actually five schools a year. In the MOU, we'll be sort of like detailing out as to whether or not it's five schools for 2 years and so on and so forth. So we actually make sure that we get proper coverage and proper term, and also to make sure that we've got the selection processes right in terms of the individual children and how they get selected within our schools. I can't anticipate that it would need to come back to Cabinet, but if we hit any brick walls in completing the memorandum of understanding, we would automatically bring it back to you if we thought there was any concerns about not actually getting it signed up the way that we wanted to. For example, if schools didn't engage.
Okay, I've got Mark, but I wonder whether actually we could just have a progress report next year on this, and you know, we can know what exactly, because it's a good news story. Mark.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, excellent scheme. I agree with everything that's been said. I wonder also as well if in that progress report some thought can be given to our young people that take part in this scheme who then need further help to get work, for example, apprenticeships and time over at the other work that we're doing, or other commitments around that. It could be like a gateway into further opportunities, and if we could potentially tie all that together.
And just to assure Cabinet, obviously, because this is a youth-funded programme, it is subject to all the usual monitoring processes that all youth fund projects are subject to under the leadership of Director of Education. So there is a cross-panel group of officers who oversee delivery, and this will be included therein.
Chief Exec.
Just one final point, that the Council funds an apprentice in both the Young Vic and the Old Vic, and we're talking to the Globe about providing an apprentice to them too. What we could do is make some alumni from this process the first people on the long lists for those organisations to consider in terms of those apprenticeships.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Okay, well, there are two recommendations. Agree to the release of the £500,000 as a one-off contribution from the Youth Fund to donate to the Old Vic Endowment Trust, and to delegate authority to the Chief Executive to sign off a memorandum of understanding. Can we agree those recommendations?
Agree.
Agree. Thank you very much.